Then talking about the further, how will you proceed in this case? For the investigations, we will perform the baseline investigations, including CBC, ESR, C-reactive protein, LFTs, RFTs, ASO titer, antibody levels, that is ENA, anti-TS DNA, and then we are going to do the lymph node biopsy, chest X-ray, CT scan of the chest, abdomen, pelvis, considering the malignancies in the mind, and histopathology biopsy of the lesion to perform histopathological analysis. Then treatment of the underlying cause is very important. Besides this, bed rest should be advised to the patient. If there is any edema, then we will do the limb elevation and compression. Stockings can also be applied. Besides this, symptomatic treatment such as paracetamol for fever or antihistamine for if there is any kind of itching. Specific treatment involved usually it's a systemic steroids which should be given for a shorter period of time in case of acute vasculitides. It is given in a high dose of 60 mg per day for 2 weeks and then we are going to taper it after that. Besides this, colchicine and dapsone can also be given, and third line treatment include the immunosuppressive treatments such as methotrexate, azathioprine, and cyclosporine. In urticarial vasculitis, again, we are going to treat the underlying cause, and our main treatment relies upon systemic steroids. But other than the systemic steroids, immunosuppressive treatment can also be given. When we are talking about the HSP, usually the steroids are avoided and just given some time and treating the underlying streptococcal infection or the triggering factors, it resolves. But if there is involvement of the kidneys, orchitis, or any neurological involvement, then definitely we are going to give systemic steroids.